Okay, good evening, everybody. Sorry, the hour is a little bit later than usual. So we're up to the 12th Mishnah of the 3rd chapter of Pirkei Avos. So favorite Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer, Kol sheruach habrios nocha heimenu, ruach hamakom nocha heimenu, v'chol mi she'ein ruach habrios nocha heimenu, in ruach hamakom nocha heimenu. Translation, somebody who is pleasing to people is pleasing to God. Interesting statement, assertion. And the opposite. Anybody who is not pleasing to people is not going to be considered pleasing to Hashem. And the question that we all have to deal with in this context is, well, you know, these are two different areas of life. You know, there are people who are lovely people, and, you know, they may not excel in their bin adam l'makom, in their relationship with Hashem, and vice versa. You know, there are people in this world who are very fastidious about bin adam l'makom, but they don't have a ruach abios no chaymen, or they don't leave a positive taste in people's mouths. And we're not the first people to observe this. The Gemara in Kiddushin famously talks about a Rasha Tov and a Tzadik Ra. And a Rasha Tov is somebody who's Tov Labrios, but Ra La Shamayim. And a Tzadik Ra is somebody who's Tov La Shamayim and Ra Labrios, so it really is out there. So how are we supposed to understand this? So first of all, many of the Rishonim in their discussions of this Mishnah talk about the idea that actually appears in this week's Parasha, V'isen Nekiyin Me Hashem Umi Yisrael, the idea of finding integrity not just in God's eyes but in the eyes of people, that everything that should be done with the highest degree of ethics and honesty in the financial realm. So that's part of this Mishnah, but it's not the area that I wanted to focus on tonight. What I wanted to focus on primarily was the idea that the Mishnah makes a certain assumption about why it is that we treat people the way that we treat them. And I think what this Mishnah understood when it asserted so categorically that a person who finds favor in the eyes of man will find favor in the eyes of God, as the pasuk that the Vilna Gaon quotes in his commentary to this Mishnah, so I think what this Mishnah assumed was that this person was relating to brios, was relating to people as created b'tzelem elokim, as created in the divine image. And what motivated their highly ethical, highly laudatory interpersonal behavior was exactly that, that they were dealing with something that had been created in the image of divine. And as such, as the Bartanura says, biyadua shehu ahuv l'mala, it's clear that this person is going to be beloved to heaven as well, and that it's going to be a ruach hamakom nocha heimenu, because this person, if they treat tzelem elokim, if they treat those that have been created in the image of God well, so all the more so, and kal vachomer, that they will take the divine itself quite seriously and make efforts in that direction. And so the assumption here is predicated on the notion that people don't just see people as fellow human beings, which is already a level that many people can and should aspire to, but more than that, as in the image of the divine, is B'Tzelem Elokim, Chaviv Adam, Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim. We'll get to that Mishnah in just a little bit. So I think that this Mishnah really challenges us to try to integrate our spiritual lives as much as possible, that when we interact with people, we should see the image of God, and when we interact with God, we should remind ourselves that He's equally concerned, not just in terms of those mitzvos that relate to our direct connection to Him, but the standards that that we should have in treating other people. He's looking at us to make sure that we're upholding those standards. And in that sense, you know, we all have a great degree of trepidation that anything that we do, even if we don't necessarily think that we're the ideal ambassadors for Torah or for Judaism, for mitzvot, well, people look at us that way. And the Gemara in Yoma famously tells of a person who's learned Torah but doesn't leave the proper taste in people's mouths, so to speak. What a devastating impact that has on the perception of Torah writ large. And so the opposite is also true. You have a person who's, as the Rambam says, muchsak and mufursam, somebody who's understood to be an ambassador of Torah, who does conduct themselves at the interpersonal level, as it was said of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that he was always the first to say hello. So such a person, you know, has an enormous impact on the positive impression that people might have of Torah all over the world. But it's not limited, again, to those singular, rarefied group of people who we could say are the Torah leaders of every generation. We have to remember that to the outside world, we're all ambassadors, and ambassadors have an enormous responsibility to make sure that the way the Torah is perceived is as something which is something that we can all be proud of, and standing for the highest degree of integrity and respect for all human beings. And this is especially important in the time that we find ourselves in, where there's such a great emphasis on treating all groups with dignity, how important it is for Torah Jews to be at the forefront of this very important moment in our society of rediscovery of Tzelem Elokim across the board. It's critically important that Torah be associated with that broader movement, broader humanistic movement that we're all seeing around us at this time.